Tonight, our learning is sponsored by Farah Azar in memory of her father, Pinchas Ben Meir, Zichrono Levracha, by Lauren and Jeffrey Goldstein and family in memory of his father, Yisrael Avram Abba Ben Shlomo Zalman, Zichrono Levracha, and by Esther and Isaac Sosemsky in memory of Isaac's mother, Leah Bas Ephraim, Zichrono Levracha. Last week, we discussed the question of how to properly recite Havdalah, and when I say Havdalah, I very narrowly mean Havdalah, the Bracha Borei Pri Agafen and Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, on Motzoi Shabbos, or on Sunday night, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. We said, we discussed four different opinions as to how exactly Havdalah should be conducted. We came to the conclusion that we are going to recite Havdalah on Sunday night after the fast, after Tisha B'Av. However, that does leave questions regarding all the ancillary brachos, particularly what do we do about Borei Minei B'Samim? What do we do about Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh? What do we do about Havdalah B'Tfilah, the Atachon Antanu that we insert into Ar Shmona Esrei on Motzoi Shabbos? What do we do with all those? Those are the questions that we will discuss Ezra Hashem over the course of this week, and then, depending on the schedule, if I can make it on Thursday night, we'll discuss some final concluding thoughts on this entire topic. We begin tonight with the bracha of Besamim. Now, for each of these topics, we really have a dual question. The first is, can we recite the bracha, or should we recite the bracha on Motzai Shabbos? And second is, can or should we recite the bracha on Sunday night? Depending on, obviously, those two questions are going to be interrelated, but those are the questions that we will have to assess for each of these components, each of these facets of the full Havdalah that we recite. And when it comes to Borei Minei B'Samim, the Mechaber in Tavkuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph, there's really only one Sif in Tavkuf Nun Vav, that's the Siman in Shulchan Aruch that talks about this whole question of Havdalah when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, says that on Sunday night, Inam Mavarech Lo Ala Ner V'Lo Ala B'Samim, you're not supposed to make the Bracha on B'Samim on Sunday night. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei says that really, the bracha of Besamim is confined narrowly to Motzai Shabbos. The whole reason why we have Besamim in our Havdalah is because on Shabbos we have some kind of Neshama Yisera, whatever that may mean. We have some kind of extra spirituality over the course of Shabbos. As it's departing on Motzai Shabbos, we try to take some Nechama, some comfort, so we have the Oneg of Besamim. We indulge in the pleasant fragrance of the Besamim as a kind of Nechama for the Neshama that we are losing. But the Mishnah Berurah says that only applies narrowly and exclusively on Motzai Shabbos. If you waited until Sunday night, then you no longer have the ability to make that bracha because the Neshama Yisera has already departed 24 hours ago. At that point, it's too late to make the bracha of Arzmano Batal Karbano. So you can't make it on Sunday night. But what about making the bracha on Motzai Shabbos itself? So there too, the Shulchan Aruch says that we are Ein Mevarech Ala B'Samim on Motzai Shabbos as well. Now why do we not make a bracha on B'Samim? Now here we have two different opinions that are recorded in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, two different opinions in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is that of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham maintains that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with smelling besamim on Tisha B'Av. It's not one of the inuyim of Tisha B'Av. It's not one of the narrow prohibitions of Tisha B'Av. The prohibition of achilo ushtia, of eating and drinking, is narrowly and specifically eating and drinking. It doesn't include pleasant fragrances or aromas or anything like that. It's perfectly fine, ordinarily speaking, to smell besamim on Tisha B'Av. So why don't we smell besamim on Motzai Shabbos? Why don't we have it as part of our Havdalah? The Magen Avraham says, because it's really so overtly about ta'anug, because it's so overtly about indulgence, as we said a moment ago, it's supposed to be an indulgence in order to compensate for this Neshama Yisera that we are losing. He says, in that context, it's just inappropriate. It's not consonant with the themes of Tisha B'Av, because it's so overtly geared towards ta'anug and oneg in this particular circumstance, namely within the framework of Havdalah, it's not appropriate to be reciting the bracha on besamim on Motzai Shabbos as part of Havdalah. But ordinarily speaking, one would be allowed to smell besamim on Tisha B'Av, and you would be able to make a bracha on it too. There's nothing wrong with that. Certainly not prohibited on Tisha B'Av. By contrast, the opinion of the Taz, which is quoted again in Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Aleph, in Or HaChaim Tavkuf Nun Vav, is that really you should not be smelling pleasant aromas on Tisha B'Av in general. You should not be making this bracha. The Shaar HaTzion says, Miloshon Taz Mashba, the Sfirlei De'en Lehariach B'Samim B'Tisha B'Av Mishum Tanug. He says, in general, one should not be smelling besamim over the course of Tisha B'Av, and one should not be making a bracha on it. Now again, he doesn't argue that it's part of achilo ushtia, it's not formally part of one of the isurim of Tisha B'Av itself, but he just says, again, you shouldn't be going out to try to enjoy yourself over the course of Tisha B'Av. That's not what the day is about. The day is not about finding ways to circumvent the prohibitions or circumvent the theme of the day. You should be investing in the theme of the day. You should be connecting to the mourning over Beis Mikdashenu, and therefore you shouldn't be going around trying to smell pleasant aroma. And the Shaar HaTzion himself says that appears to be the opinion of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon as well. How do we paskin on the issue? It's not really so clear. There are some people who clearly paskin on the Magen Avraham and actually do go out of their way to smell besamim on Tisha B'Av, and I think this is a well-known halacha. Why? Why do they do so? Because there's a halacha that every day you're supposed to make Maya brachos. You're supposed to make 100 brachos every day. Now, certainly, if you're eating and drinking over the course of the day, that helps you out. You have a bracha before and you have a bracha afterwards. If you washed and make motzi, you got 2 brachos before. You have 4 brachos as part of Birkas Hamazon. So that helps you towards your count of 100 brachos. On Tisha B'Av, you're not eating or drinking. So what do you do? So some people will try to have besamim in order to help them on their count and get to 100 brachos. That's obviously in accordance with the opinion of the Magen Avraham that says that there's no problem. That being said, the Mishnah Berurah himself later on seems to paskin like the Taz. In Tavkuf Nun Tes, in Sifkat and Chav Zayin, when he's talking about having a bris milah on Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though sometimes people will bring hadasim and other nice spelling things to a bris milah in order to make a bracha on it, and it's part of the whole bris milah experience, he says one should not do so on Tisha B'Av because he feels it's inappropriate to have that extra ta'anug on Tisha B'Av, which seems to be in line with the opinion of the Taz. So how do we paskin? It seems like there are chiluke deos on the issue. It seems like there are different opinions on it. But the one thing that everybody agrees upon is that we certainly do not make the bracha of Bore Mine Besamim. We will not make it on Motzai Shabbos, for whichever reason you choose, the Magen Avraham or the Taz. And once we don't make it on Motzai Shabbos, we no longer have the option of making it on Sunday night either, because the opportunity has already elapsed. And therefore, we won't be reciting a bracha of Bore Mine Besamim at all in the Havdalah of this coming week. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will discuss the bracha of the bracha al-aner, the bracha of Bore Me'orei Ha'esh.